Good evening, everyone, and a very warm welcome to our carol service here at Haverhill Methodist Church. We welcome you on this very cold night. You're very brave to come out, but I know that by the time you go home tonight, you'll be glad that you did come. And after the service, up in the hall, up through that entrance, or this entrance right up, you'll see where everybody's going. We have mince pies and tea and coffee for you. Please come and join us. And now I'd like to hand you over to Claire and Sophie.
As we light our third Advent candle, we thank you, God, for the love you give. As we prepare for Christmas time,
light of the world, shine on us.
As we seek to worship you, pour love into our hearts. To all the people who don't know you,
light of the world, shine through us.
In this world of pain and darkness, help us to share your love. In our service here today,
light of the world, light the way.
Welcome one and all to our carol service tonight and to our presentation, Amazing Days, the story of the very first Christmas. My name's Peter and I'm going to be narrating our story today. And here on the other side is my good friend Claire, who will be playing an angel. She's been polishing her halo. Well, during our story tonight, there will be two words that will appear quite regularly. And when either Claire or myself say these words, we want you to repeat them after us when you hear them. One of the words is the word amazing. Okay? And when you hear that word, I want you to repeat it after us and do a fist pump and shout amazing. Okay? And when we hear the word awful, we do the opposite. We need a frown on our face and a thumbs down. Awful. So shall I have a practice? Amazing.
Amazing.
Awful.
Awful.
Yeah, let's try it a bit louder this time. Amazing.
Amazing.
Awful.
Awful.
Brilliant. Excellent. So we'll tell you when to join in. So wait for your cue, okay? But we're going to begin by worshipping and our first carol. It's wonderful to have our combined band today and singers as well. So we're going to stand as we are able and sing, O Come All Ye Faithful.
Come all ye faithful.
We don't know how Mary's day began, but we know that she was a young woman. We know she was engaged to be married to a carpenter named Joseph. And we know she lived in a village called Nazareth. It was an ordinary life, really, until the day that an angel stopped by for a visit.
Greetings, Mary. You are about to receive a great favor from God.
Confused, Mary wondered what the angel meant. Why was she here? She looked round, fearful in fact, and the angel noticed.
There's no need to be afraid. This favour is good news. God has promised for ages to bring someone special into this world, someone great, someone to rule on King David's throne, over God's people forever, just as God's prophet Isaiah said. That someone is God's own son, and he has chosen you to be the mother of that child, a child who you will call Jesus. Amazing.
Amazing. Amazing.
God's own Holy Spirit will surround you, so the child will be holy, the Son of God. Impossible? Hardly. Your cousin Elizabeth, the wife of Zechariah, was far too old to have a child. Guess what? She's 6 months pregnant, because nothing is too hard for God.
Mary looked at the angel. She believed that what he said was true, and she was determined to do this amazing thing. And so she said,
I will be God's servant, and I will do what he asks of me.
And just as suddenly, the angel left. Amazing.
Amazing. Amazing.
Lord, help us to be like Mary, who answered when you asked. Help us to learn to give and serve, no matter what the task. Let's sing our next carol. in the bleak midwinter. Some days are just awful. Awful. Joseph was having one of those days. He was engaged to be married to Mary, remember? And then he discovered that Mary was going to have a baby. And he knew that the baby was not his. He was sad and disappointed and angry, all at the same time. Nazareth was not a very big place, and people might whisper about Mary behind her back. But Joseph was a good man, so he decided to end the engagement quietly to spare her. But when he went to bed that night, the feelings would not leave him. He still felt awful. 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 And then an angel appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying,
"Don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. She has not betrayed you. The child she is carrying is from God's Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you will call him Jesus. The name means Savior, and he will save his people from all the wrong things they have done. God's prophet Isaiah told us this would happen many years ago. A virgin will fall pregnant and give birth to a child, and that child will be Emmanuel, God with us."
When Joseph woke up, He changed his plans. He did not break off the engagement. No, he took Mary as his wife. What a day that was. A day that went from awful, awful, to amazing.
Amazing.
Lord, help us be like Joseph, a man both kind and just. Help us to listen when you speak and teach us how to trust. Joseph and Mary had to make a long journey to Joseph's hometown of Bethlehem because the Roman emperor, who was awful, awful, wanted to count everyone. It was a long way. And yes, some of those days were awful, awful. They had sore feet and sore backs. But some days were amazing, amazing, with campfires and friends along the way. When they arrived at last in Bethlehem, round the town Joseph and Mary went. But at each of the houses where Joseph's relatives lived, the answer was the same. We have no room. Sorry. How awful. Awful. So when the baby was born, Mary wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger where the hay was kept. She called him Jesus. She held him in her arms, God's special, precious son. And he was, you've guessed it, amazing.
Amazing.
So let us celebrate his birth as we remain seated to sing our next two carols, O Little Town of Bethlehem and Away in a Manger.
Together, the rain and slowly burn, and praises.
It was night time in the hills outside Bethlehem, and shepherds were watching their flocks. A heavenly hello from a brightly shining heavenly visitor. The shepherds trembled in fear at that sight and that sound, but the angel kept talking.
No need to be afraid. I come to you with good news. News that will bring joy to everyone. You know the special one that God has promised to send you, the Messiah, the one who will put everything right. Well, he was born today. Amazing.
Amazing.
And guess where? Right here in Bethlehem, the city of David. And here is how you'll know that what I say is true. If you go into Bethlehem, you will find a newborn baby lying in a manger.
Suddenly, more angels appeared, and they were shouting out their praises to God.
Glory to God, who is amazing.
Amazing.
Peace to all whose favour rests on them.
Excitedly, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see for ourselves what God has done." So off they ran with their sheep. God's promised one was somewhere in the town, waiting to be discovered. Like so many little lambs the shepherds had run off to find over the years. Up one street they went, then down another. They searched left, they searched right, and finally they found what they were looking for. Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus lying in a manger. Breathless and all at once, they spoke out everything they had seen and heard. Angels, promises, praises, peace, wolves.
No, no, it's okay, we're safe, there's no wolves here. Oh. That would be awful.
Awful. Then the shepherds returned to their fields, singing songs of praise to God. Thank you, Lord, for angel songs that shout aloud the Saviour's birth. Show us how to live in ways that sing again of peace on earth. And now our Sunday Club children are going to sing this song of the shepherds. Excellent. Every single one of you was totally amazing. Amazing. After Jesus was born, star watchers came from the east. They had traveled a very long way. And when they arrived in Jerusalem, they knocked on the door of King Herod's palace and introduced themselves, saying, "We are star watchers. We come from the east. We have traveled a very long way, and we are here to worship the newborn king of the Jews. We followed a bright star, and it was amazing."
Amazing.
They asked Herod if he knew where the child was. Now, King Herod was truly awful.
Awful.
He was worried and angry at this news. He gathered together the priests and religious teachers, saying,
"Someone tell me where the Messiah, the king that God has promised to send us, is meant to be born, and make it quick."
The priests and the religious teachers put their heads together, and when they had agreed, one of them raised his hand and spoke, "In Bethlehem of Judea, Your Majesty, hundreds of years ago, this is what the prophet Micah said. You might be a little town, Bethlehem, but from you a king will come who will be a shepherd of my people." Herod shared that information with the star watchers. Then he asked for some information of his own.
"For how long exactly have you traveled? And how old do you reckon the child will be?"
The star watchers replied, "Jesus would be 2 years old at most."
"That's very helpful. Now run along, and when you have found him, please come back and tell me where he is. I'll love to worship him as well."
Well, what he really wanted to do was do away with the child king and keep his throne. Didn't I tell you, King Herod was truly awful?
Ooh. Awful.
Herod dared not tell the star watchers that, so off the star watchers went, following the star. And as they go, let's sing our next carol, "We Three Kings."
Leading still, proceeding, guide us to thy
The star led them at last to a house in Bethlehem where the star stopped. They knocked on the door and introduced themselves. "We are star watchers. We come from the east. We've traveled such a long way. We are here to worship the newborn king of the Jews." They found Mary, Joseph, and Jesus, who was a little toddler by now. Amazing.
Amazing.
Mary and Joseph welcomed them in. They gave little Jesus three presents. Not the kind of presents that toddlers normally get, not toys or anything like that, but gifts fit for a king. Gold, very precious. Frankincense, a kind of oily perfume, which in that time was even more valuable than gold. And myrrh, another kind of oily perfume. The star watchers were very excited by what they had seen. And so they should have been, because God had promised that through Abraham's family, he would do something beautiful for the whole world. But that night, as they slept, they dreamed. And in the dream, God warned them of Herod's evil plan. So off they went, back home, avoiding Herod's palace altogether and taking another route. Back to their star-watching jobs back east, traveling a very long way. Lord, help us be like star watchers, following your lead and looking for your guidance in every word and deed. We've had a wonderful time tonight celebrating the Christmas story, which we do every year for a reason. These events don't stand on their own. No, they are part of a much bigger set of events that link back to the beginning of everything and point forward to forever. Here is a poem that the children are going to read to help us to remember.
So what is the point of angels and shepherds and camels and stars, you say? Is it just a nice story to tell the children to celebrate Christmas Day?
It's not just a story. It's not just for kids. It's the hinge on which history swings, that Bethlehem baby grew into a man who challenged all powers and kings.
He taught us that love is better than hate, that serving beats being in charge. He showed us the value of each human life, the little as well as the large.
And then on a cross he died for that dream, died to take all our wrongs away, and walked 3 days later right out of his tomb to turn death's dark night to day.
So when things look awful, and that is the good news that the angels told, the heart of all Jesus would do, a new life for now, a new life forever. It is his Christmas present to you.
So when things around you look awful,
awful,
and you just don't know what to do, turn to Jesus this Christmas. His love is amazing,
amazing
for you.
So let us celebrate Jesus' love as we stand to sing our final carol together, Hark the herald angels sing. Seated. A closing prayer, let us pray. Lord, we thank you for this wonderful good news. And we thank you that we can take our part in your story. There is room for us, and we want to make room for you. Like Mary and Joseph, give us simple obedience to say yes to your plans. With the shepherds, let us come to Christmas with a simple celebration this year, where the greatest gift will be ourselves given to you. And with the wise men, let us open the treasures of our heart and give you the best of who we are and what we have. We pray for the needs of the world this night. May the light of Jesus fill the earth. May his peace rest upon us. That the whole world may find the joy of Christmas. For Jesus has saved us from despair and fear, and has given us hope and an everlasting purpose. Amen. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. May the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit rest upon you and your loved ones this night, this Christmas, and always. Amen. Amen.
We've got for you to take away a copy of The Amazing Days Nativity. The Bible Society has produced the book that we've based this evening on. So they'll be in a box to the side as you go through to refreshments. So please do take one. It doesn't have to be just if you've got children. Please, there should be enough for you, for your household, to take away a story to read or share or pass on to somebody else that you'd like to share the story with as well. So thank you. Can we give all our wonderful children that have participated at quite short notice, some of them, a big round of applause? And children, before you go and take those lovely costumes off, could you maybe gather around over here and we'll get a picture of you all together? Thank you.
Sing to one another, we wish you a Merry Christmas. I think we can do that, can't we?
Figgy pudding, no figgy pudding tonight, but there are mince pies, so do stay for a mince pie and a hot drink in the hall. And just finally to say, you're very welcome to join us at any of our other special services this season. Next Sunday morning at 10:30, we have our Christingle service, a family service to come and make Christingles, so please do join us for that. Our Christmas Eve communion is at 11:30, and on Christmas Day we meet at 10 a.m. for our family celebration. We look forward to seeing you and wish you all the very best, and keep warm this Christmas.